Welcome to Mind Brews, your daily dose of information. Let's start. Free for all, safe for none. Telegram, a hub for the best in cybercrime. Telegram wasn't always the Wild West of the internet. Back in the day, it was celebrated as a beacon of free speech. A digital sanctuary where activists could rally without fear, underdogs could roar, and privacy was a fundamental right, not a luxury. But here's the twist. What happens when the same freedom that protects the oppressed also shields the oppressor? That's the uncomfortable question at the heart of Telegram's troubling evolution. How did we get here? Now that we're here, let's take a quick look at the numbers. Disclaimer: this isn't your average quick read. We're tackling some heavy topics that could be unsettling or provocative. Make sure you're in a comfy spot with a cup of tea, or something stronger, coffee we mean. You're in for a substantial and enlightening discussion. Messenger of freedom or havoc? Telegram isn't just a messaging app. It's a sprawling marketplace where, disturbingly, drugs are peddled, human trafficking is whispered about, and nefarious plots are hatched. And no, we're not talking about swiping someone's Netflix password or sharing a pirated ebook. The platform's laissez-faire attitude towards moderation has turned it into a refuge for hate speech, violence, and organized crime. The scales between privacy and safety have tipped dangerously, and spoiler alert, we're all in the splash zone. Look at all these stories. And this is just one publication, two scrolls, one screenshot. Yikes. Telegram, home to nearly a billion users, is unlike the big players like WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. It thrives on promises of privacy and encryption. The kind of promises that sound great in theory but raise eyebrows in practice. Let's throw some stats at you, but don't glaze over just yet. They're important. The numbers don't lie. As of July 2024, Telegram has over 950 million monthly active users. Globally. Additionally, Telegram Premium has over 5 million paying users as of January 2024. The app continues to grow in popularity, especially in regions like India, Russia, and the United States, which have large user bases. Telegram generated an in-app revenue of almost $6.1 million in February 2024. That's an increase of almost $0.6 million in in-app purchases compared to that recorded in January 2024. Pavel, Russia, France and Irina. Pavel Durov, the mastermind behind Telegram, has always been a die-hard champion of privacy. He dreamt up a platform where your data wasn't auctioned off to the highest bidder and where governments couldn't peek over your digital shoulder. A breath of fresh air, right? But when privacy is guarded at all costs, accountability gets kicked to the back seat. And that, friends, is when things start to get messy. Born in the Soviet Union and partly raised in Italy, Durov first made waves by co-founding VKontakte, VK, Russia's version of Facebook. You could say he was Russia's Mark Zuckerberg, but with an anti-authority streak. When the Russian government demanded user data, Durov refused to cave, showing off his libertarian beliefs. VK, however, became a medium for far-right extremists, drawing criticism and attention from authorities. Instead of compromising, Durov chose to sell VK and walk away. His next move? Creating Telegram. A platform meant to champion free expression without the heavy hand of government interference. Oh Pavel, practice what you preach much. Well, you aren't preaching. It as much as you're choosing to keep silent, which pretty much means you are not really doing anything about anything, really. Here are the official notice sheets, the cases against Pavel. It took Irina Bulgar, his wife, 10 years before she couraged up and filed that case against Pavel. According to a Swiss criminal complaint Ms. Bulgar made last year against Mr. Durov, he abused their youngest son 5 times in 2021 and 2022. On one occasion, Mr. Durov struck the child in the back, sending him across the room, she said. In another, he shook him so hard the boy's shoes came off. Later, he grabbed the child by the leg and said he would kill him. New York Times. Durov recently became the global scandal when he was arrested in France in August 2024, on charges of complicity in drug trafficking and organized crime. French authorities argued that Telegram's ironclad encryption and hands-off moderation policy allowed criminals to run amok. Mr. Durov said France was using laws from the pre-smartphone era to charge him with crimes committed by Telegram's users. It would be more appropriate to bring legal action against his company, not him personally, he said. The New York Times. Here's his message on Telegram. Enter Elon Musk. Before we get into the more serious bits, here's a story of two best friends, Elon Musk and Pavel Durov. Pav, it's 2030 in Europe and you're being executed for liking a meme https://t.co/oaks6wise3u2p. Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, August 24, 2024. But first, these are very, very dangerous times, you know that, right? Dangerous times https://t.co/fub6newoker. Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, August 25, 2024. Okay, maybe not best friends. In the traditional sense, but hear us out. Imagine these two at a tech conference, Musk sipping on some soy-free, grass-fed latte, and Durov coolly swiping through encrypted messages. What connects them, besides billions of dollars and an obsession with digital freedom, is a shared belief that the internet should be a no-holds-barred playground. But, dear reader, let's pause for a moment and ask ourselves. Is that really what we need right now? It sounds great in theory. Who doesn't want unfiltered free speech? But in practice, it's more like letting a wildfire rage unchecked. Both Musk and Durov built platforms promising to protect our freedoms, but let's not kid ourselves, their freedom has also unleashed some of the darkest corners of the internet. Now, don't take this the wrong way. We're not saying Musk and Durov are outright villains here. But let's not pretend their platforms haven't played a part in spreading misinformation and fueling real-world chaos. At some point, we have to wonder, are these guys fighting for free speech? Or are they just handing out matches and watching the world burn? You might want to keep that in mind the next time Musk tweets about freedom. Because if things keep going this way, don't be surprised if one of them ends up behind bars. Last one. We just wanted to show you this. No surprises there, huh? Let's now get serious, cause this is not a light section. A dark revelation. Telegram has increasingly been referred to as the new dark web, unleashing a new era of exploitation. The platform serves as a safe haven for criminal communities across the globe, where sexual torture rings, sextortion gangs, deepfake bots, and more thrive on an alarming scale. Telegram has been a primary source and amplifier for criminal networks, operation of sadistic torture groups and sextortion schemes, child exploitation, exchange and sale of child sexual abuse material, CSAM, among users, image-based abuse. Distribution of non-consensual content, such as revenge pornography and the use of technology to create fake nudes. Deepfake pornography. Creation and monetization of deepfake adult content, including material involving minors. Human trafficking. Facilitation of sex trafficking and prostitution, including the exploitation of children. Online manipulation of minors. Adults engaging in manipulative interactions with children online. Illegal trade. Sale of illicit substances and tools intended for criminal use. In a February 2024 study titled Tech Platforms Used by Online Child Sexual Abuse Offenders, Telegram was identified as the number one messaging app used to search for, view, and share CSAM by almost half of the offender respondents. 46% used Telegram, compared to 37% using WhatsApp. Why not WhatsApp or Facebook? So, you're probably thinking, why Telegram? Why not WhatsApp or Facebook? The answer is a potent mix of anonymity, user-friendliness, and a glaring lack of oversight. Telegram started off as a straightforward messaging app but quickly evolved into a social media juggernaut with features like channels, secret chats, and supergroups. When WhatsApp fumbled with privacy concerns in 2021, users flocked to Telegram in droves. And who can blame them? Everyone loves a platform that promises privacy, until it comes at a cost. Take supergroups. For example, they initially capped at 1,000 members but ballooned to a staggering 200,000 by 2019. Let that sink in for a second, 200,000 people in one group. Compare that to WhatsApp's modest 1,000 member limit, a ceiling deliberately set to curb misinformation. Sounds like a smart move now, doesn't it? As cybersecurity expert Tom Oren points out, this vast scale, coupled with scant oversight, has turned Telegram into a hotspot for transnational crime. facilitating everything from money laundering to malware sales. If it's illegal, chances are someone's trying to move it through Telegram. Elephant in the room. Axel Neff, one of Telegram's co-founders, has openly confessed that the platform's sheer size, about a billion monthly users, is beyond their capacity to monitor effectively. A billion users, folks. That's a population larger than most countries. And with a core team of just 60 people, half of whom are engineers, Neff admitted that embarking on serious moderation would be, in his words, professional suicide. For a platform that prides itself on free speech. Translation. Don't expect too much moderation anytime soon. Unlike Facebook or Instagram, which have mechanisms to yank down copyrighted material, Telegram doesn't actively patrol content. You want pirated books, movies, music? Telegram's got you covered, but that's not exactly a good thing. The platform's different policies across different countries make it nearly impossible to track and see the full picture. Imagine playing a game of whack-a-mole on a global scale. It's exhausting, right? We've said it before, but here's the kicker. This laissez-faire attitude is precisely what has led to a spike in copyright infringement cases, especially in places like India, where intellectual property laws are already walking on thin ice. If you're thinking, oh, that doesn't sound too bad, think again. This is a legal storm waiting to happen. Meanwhile in India, Telegram isn't just facing legal battles in the West. It's knee-deep in several high-profile copyright infringement lawsuits in India too. The Delhi High Court is currently juggling cases brought by media and educational heavyweights like Neetu Singh, Jagran Prakashan, Made Easy, VDK Edgeventures, and Allen. These companies claim that Telegram users are illicitly sharing copyrighted educational content in digital newspapers. The court has demanded that Telegram scrub the infringing material and reveal the identities of those behind the piracy. This case could set game-changing precedents for digital copyright enforcement in India, with privacy and legal responsibility hanging in the balance. Global reach, global problems. Back in 2015, ISIS exploited Telegram to disseminate execution videos and coordinate attacks across Europe. Despite desperate pleas from governments, the company, clinging to its privacy-first mantra, balked at fully cooperating with investigations. Pavel Durov claimed, "Every day, we block over 60 ISIS-related channels before they gain traction, more than 2,000 channels monthly." But Steve Stalinsky, director of the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory, countered, "I track over 1,000 jihadi Telegram accounts, many linked to ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and the Taliban. These accounts are constantly buzzing. It's impossible to keep my computer's sound on due to the non-stop notifications." It's not just about extremism, though. During the 2020 Belarusian protests, when state-run media turned a blind eye, millions turned to Telegram channels like Nexta Live to organize and share real-time updates, sidestepping government censorship. Despite sporadic attempts to clamp down on illicit content, the platform remains a black hole for illegal activities, hate speech, and extremist propaganda. Far-right and terrorist groups exploit encrypted chats and bots to orchestrate their agendas, all while dodging the watchful eyes of law enforcement. And in even more recent news, the New York Times recently reported this. Oh, it gets juicier. Two highly classified U.S. intelligence documents have been leaked, revealing that Israel might be preparing for a possible military strike on Iran. This isn't just some rumor. These leaks are based on recent satellite imagery. And let's just say the U.S. is not thrilled. We mean, would you be? This leak has cranked up U.S. concerns about Israel's potential actions, and American officials are scrambling to investigate just how far this unauthorized disclosure has spread. And where did these top-secret documents end up? You guessed it, on Telegram. They started circulating last Friday, the 22nd of October 2024, primarily discussed by pro-Iran accounts. Yeah, here we are still thinking. How did we let this happen? Governments strike back. Several countries aren't taking this lying down. Ukraine has banned Telegram on state-issued devices, citing security risks from Russian cyber attacks, claims that Telegram staunchly denies. The UK, Spain, and Norway have also tightened the screws over concerns ranging from riots to national security threats. Interestingly, Russia, which briefly banned Telegram in 2018, now uses it for official communications. Meanwhile, China, Iran, India, and Thailand have blocked or investigated the platform due to its role in protests and perceived security threats. Telegram's blend of anonymity and vast reach continues to be a thorny issue for governments wrestling with the delicate balance between security and free speech. But governments aren't just sitting around waiting for the next leak. Oh no, they're hitting back hard. Ukraine, for instance, has straight up banned Telegram on state-issued devices, citing security risks from Russian cyberattacks. Naturally, Telegram denies it, but that's another story. And they're not alone. The UK, Spain, and Norway are also tightening the screws on Telegram, citing everything from inciting riots to national security threats. And now uses it for official communications. But as events pan out, it looks like Russian officials have been told to scrub all work messages from Telegram after Pavel's arrest. According to Baza, a Telegram channel linked to Russia's security forces, on August 25, staff at the Defense Ministry, high-ranking businessmen, and security officers were also instructed to delete their work-related chats. Meanwhile, Russian military bloggers point out that Telegram has become a crucial communication hub for command units involved in the war with Ukraine. Feels like a digital cleanup mission, doesn't it? Meanwhile, countries like China, Iran, India, and Thailand have blocked or are investigating the platform, primarily because of its role in protests and perceived security threats. Is anyone else seeing a pattern here? Telegram's blend of anonymity and its vast reach is both its superpower and its kryptonite. Governments around the world are wrestling with this delicate balance between national security and free speech. And let's be honest, it's a tightrope walk for all of us. Bots in the ecosystem. Knock knock. Who's there? Bot. Bot who? Bought your freedom back yet? It's a playful joke, but it gets at the heart of the problem. On the surface, bots seem harmless, even helpful, you know, automating tasks like sending reminders, offering customer support, or even playing games. Harmless, right? Well, not exactly. Much like everything else on Telegram, these bots can wear two faces. Originally designed to make our digital lives easier, bots have now been weaponized. What started as a way to enhance user experience has turned into a pocket-sized weapon of mass digital destruction. We know, it sounds dramatic, but stay with us here. These tools aren't just about managing large groups or automating tasks anymore. They're being used to harm people's physical, mental, and financial well-being in ways we didn't see coming. Coordinating illegal transactions, spreading malware, orchestrating cyberattacks, the possibilities are as alarming as they're vast. Or maybe we don't want to let our imagination go there, it's a dark place, we get it. But maybe that's exactly where we need to look. Are we really going to turn a blind eye, or are we ready to step up and join the fight for digital freedom? A little something for the tech nerds. Alright, if you're still with us, tech nerds, this one's for you. What's next? So, where do we go from here? Do we keep scrolling, eyes glazed over, pretending not to see the chaos unfolding behind those encrypted screens? Maybe it's time to flip the script. Let's challenge the idea that privacy and accountability can't coexist. Imagine this. A platform where your data isn't for sale, but neither is your security compromised. Tall order? Sure. But let's be real, when was innovation ever born from complacency? We, the users, hold more power than we think. By choosing platforms that prioritize ethical practices, and by actually holding tech giants accountable, we can steer the digital world towards a more balanced future. This isn't just about apps and algorithms, it's about the kind of society we want to build. So, what's your take? What are your thoughts on Telegram's transformation? Are we going to sit back as passive spectators, or are we stepping up as active participants in this digital narrative? Drop a comment below, and let's get this conversation rolling. If you want to write for us, send in your pitch to email protected